From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ed Morin with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, September 30th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org. And Coastal Maine Botanical Gardens, presenting Gardens Aglow, where visitors will see the gardens in a whole new light. Tickets available at mainegardens.org.
A new report for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs finds that 48 veterans died by suicide in Maine in 2017. Suicide Prevention Coordinator for the VA in Maine, Tracy Charette, says the number is a concern.
I think that what it speaks to is, you know, continuing to put our efforts into understanding it, addressing it as a community. That has been a big focus as we've turned towards the public health model.
The number of veteran suicides in Maine has hovered in the upper 40s for the past several years, with the exception of 2016, when there were 29 deaths. All four members of Maine's congressional delegation voted in support of a continuing resolution passed last week that funds the federal government through November 21st, but they acknowledge it delays a lot of new initiatives lawmakers have been working on all year. First District Democrat Shelley Pingree is on the House Appropriations Committee.
It means that you're stuck with previous funding levels, previous language, and you can't do the normal back and forth of this department needs more money, we don't need so much here. You're stuck with a previous pattern.
Differences between the House and Senate versions of the 12 spending bills will have to be reconciled before the November deadline, or Congress faces the possibility of another continuing resolution. State and local officials are trying to determine the origin of high bacteria levels that have forced the closure of clam flats near Biddeford Pool. Maine Department of Marine Resources spokesperson Jeff Nichols says water quality has been declining over the past few years in Biddeford Pool, which led to a seasonal closure in 2018 during August and September. Based on testing results, Nichols says the closure was extended for a month this year through the end of October.
We are investigating this right now. We're conducting shoreline survey in the Biddeford Pool area to try to determine if there are failing septic systems.
Nichols says there are a number of licensed harvesters in the area who are feeling the impact of the closure. In the weather tonight, overcast statewide with mountain showers by dawn. Tomorrow, the entire state will see light showers, fewest in the southwest, highs in the mid-50s to upper 60s. I'm Ed Morin. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow afternoon on Maine Calling at 1, when the topic will be youth and outdoor recreation. I'm Ed Morin.